Welcome to Navigate the Day, a podcast where I share my personal journey of Stoic journaling. For 365 days, I will be exploring the teachings of Stoicism and how they can be applied to my daily life. This podcast is for anyone looking to find peace, happiness, and fulfillment in their lives. Join me on this journey as I navigate the ups and downs of life and strive to live with purpose and wisdom. Hello, friend, and welcome to Navigate the Day. It is April 14th, 2024. We are in the month of unbiased thought, which falls under the discipline of perception. Thank you for joining me on this journey. Today's episode is 380. Test Your Impressions. Following is a quote that aligns with this notion. From the very beginning, make it your practice to say to every harsh impression, "You are an impression, and not at all what you appear to be." Next, examine and test it by the rules you possess, the first and greatest of which is this: whether it belongs to the things in our control or not in our control. And if the latter, be prepared to respond, "It is nothing to me." Epictetus and Chaeridion, 1.5. In this passage, Epictetus is advising himself and readers alike to challenge their first impressions and not allow them to dictate their reactions. He suggests that we should remind ourselves that what we perceive as harsh impressions are not necessarily what they appear to be. We should then examine them using the rules and principles we have learned, the most important of which is whether the situation is within our control or not. If it is not, we should be ready to accept it and move on without allowing it to affect us negatively. Essentially, the quote encourages us to approach our perceptions with a rational and objective mindset and not be swayed by our initial emotional responses. So with that, I'd like to share some of my thoughts from this past week. Impulse and instinct can be easily mistaken for one another, especially if the situation and initial impressions aren't properly tested and evaluated. Putting this lesson into practice takes a concerted effort that I haven't been able to be consistent with. I should know by now that allowing my emotions to get the best of me, I say or do things that become regrets. In the moment, I get swept up and believe whatever feeling arises, without evaluating it before basing my next step or action on it. I might even find that my initial reaction is baseless or irrelevant after more deliberate consideration. Anguish brought on by my own judgments and interpretations are nothing foreign to me, and yet I have allowed it to continue happening. Seeing as how my views are one of the few things truly in my control, it becomes clear that I need to be more conscious of what beliefs I allow to flourish and which I purposefully let wither away. For the last half year or so, it's obvious that I haven't cared enough to pick positive interpretations for the events that have taken place, mainly because I feel like it would be a dishonest representation of how I feel about them. There are simply some things that I don't see myself treating as positives, not now or in the future. And unfortunately, I think the punchline is I don't care and am refusing to change my perspective on the subject. Regrettably, I'm lacking the humility that would likely help me form the connections that I want with others. I'm standing in my own way by assuming that I know better than them. disregarding their opinions and experiences because I have a foolishly prideful ego, pushing the narrative that they can't help me because they don't know as much as me or enough about me to give adequate advice. It can get so bad that I refuse help from people who have clearly figured some things out that I have not. No good comes of keeping such a closed mind. Self-assurance, when done right, can be healthy and helpful. But an inflated ego and superiority complex are only going to continue holding me back. When I choose to revel in riches and rewards, I lose sight of what matters. The truth is, money, fame, and accolades come and go. What is given externally can be taken just as easily. Money became a driving force behind my decisions for the better part of last year. As I see it, this played a pivotal part in my relationship being more and more shaky, the more I focused on my finances and not on my connection with Sunflower. Mistakenly, I thought that what I was craving, financial security, was what would make me happy. Reflecting on everything that has happened, I now realize that I need emotional security and support much more. Obviously, I shouldn't put everything on my partner. I don't think that's what I'm trying to do, though. Just that I find comfort and peace when with the person that is most special to me. And that's something that I've been missing. Less is more is a notion that seems to be tossed around like confetti. I feel like it's a bit overplayed and used on motivational posts and social feeds a little too much. I guess I get the sentiment, though. In short, there's no need to be flashy. Doing less for the admiration of others would mean doing more of what matters to me personally. On the flip side, there have been times where I have had far less worldly possessions and accomplishments, and it didn't kill me. In fact, I often found more peace and contentment in those simpler times. It's easy to get caught up in the idea that we need to constantly strive for more in order to be happy. But sometimes less truly is more. When we focus on what truly matters to us, we often find that we have everything we need right in front of us. Pondering this leaves me feeling bittersweet because I feel like I learned this too late and lost what really mattered and matters to me already, without a chance of reclaiming what I once had. I can't say that I take an honest and thorough inventory of my actions, thoughts, and feelings, and assess whether I'm living in accordance with my own ideals and principles. I mean, for the most part, I don't focus on financial gain or other fleeting pleasures anymore. But I definitely let my poor financial decisions affect my mind state and mood when they do arise. It's a struggle to separate my emotions from my financial situation. But I know that I need to work on this in order to truly live in accordance with my values. Taking the time to honestly evaluate my behaviors and feelings will be crucial for growth and personal development. I'm committed to making an attempt at positive changes and ensuring that my actions align more with my core beliefs. So on that bittersweet note, I'm going to wrap things up for this episode so that I may attempt doing what's essential to me. I'm eager to learn more about myself as well as others while continuing to develop new and unused skills along the way. I hope that I get more opportunities to show my gratitude and appreciation to those I love, although I need to remain patient as I progress, remembering that all things, including building connections, in life take time. I enjoy journaling as it helps me to reflect daily, and I recommend everyone try it for a while at least. I feel really good about getting these thoughts out, even when it is difficult or feels unhelpful. So thank you for taking the time to listen to me ramble. Stay safe, and until next time, I wish you the best, and know you can handle the worst. Peace and love, friend.